Today is World Press Freedom Day. The Committee to Protect Journalists says some two dozen journalists have been killed so far this year, the vast majority of them dying in Gaza. All told, at least 97 journalists and media workers have been killed in Gaza, Israel, and Lebanon since the start of the war, making this by far the deadliest conflict for reporters in recent memory. So we wanted to give you a look at the life of our own journalist in Gaza, cameraman and producer Shams Odeh. He's been filming in Gaza since the October 7th terrorist attacks. Here's Nick Schifrin.
Gaza today is defined by destruction, death, and displacement. And Gaza producer and cameraman Shams Odeh has documented and experienced all three.
There is a lot of people killed here in this place in Rafah.
This is my tent, my bed, and my kitchen.
Today, this is his canvas home, where the war forced him and his family to flee in December. They live underneath the constant sound of Israeli drones in Emirati tents, part of a tent city in Deir al-Bala, one of tens of thousands of displaced families finding a way to live. 4-year-old Kareem leads a gaggle of grandchildren. The youngest, 1-year-old Rose, sleeps with a prized possession. Their mother, Diana, is Shams' eldest child.
My message to the world is we are humans, we are not numbers. We deserve to live a better life such any person in the world.
So we all here evacuated our homes.
In November, even after an initial displacement, they had a real roof over their heads near Nusrat. A madhouse of extended cousins lived in a house that Shams built himself, with Benjamin Netanyahu's televised speeches and Diana Odeh's deferred dreams.
We here in Gaza suffer that we need our children to have a better future. I want my kid Kareem to be a doctor in the future, but we don't know if we are gonna make it till the morning.
But the children now know things they should never have to know.
My son Kareem even knows if this bomb is dangerous or not. He tells me, Mom, it's far away, it's not beside us.
But one day, it was beside them, and Shams' house is now reduced to rubble, where grandkids once played, debris, and devastation.
I choose to live here far away from troubles, far away from militant places. I choose this place to live in peace, me and my kids.
This house was his life's work, his family's safe haven.
My dream was that everyone, Israelis, Palestinians, live near each other with peace, with love. And this bloody war must end because of our kids and their kids, for a good future for them. We must teach them how to love each other.
Love might feel most lost in Khan Yunis, once home to 500,000 people, where today houses are flattened like pancakes and apartment blocks are cut into carcasses, including one more Odeh family home.
This is the last home that my family owned in all Gaza Strip. After destroying my apartment in Gaza, then my house in Nusayrat camp.
The Israeli military says it does not target journalists and blames Hamas for the death of Gaza's civilians.
Hamas places its weapons, its terrorists, in hospitals, schools, mosques, and throughout civilian areas. They do this in order to win immunity and to maximize civilian casualties.
As for Shams, he will keep working and trying to protect his family.
They are a refugee like me.
Including the newest members. But he couldn't protect everyone.
They were playing here. Spend their life here.
31 of his extended family have been killed.
This is Shams Odeh. Journalist Shams Odeh spent his life as a peaceful person. But this is what happened to me. Hardly we can find food. Hardly we can have money. But this is will not stop our hope. We love you all, and I will keep love you all.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.